the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. To learn more about Next Level Loan Officers, go to becomenl.com.
Hey, this is Frazier with Lead Pops and Next Level, and I'm proud to present this episode of the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. Lead Pops is the industry's only future-proof growth solution. You can check us out at leadpops.com.
Well, welcome back. We are here for another episode of the Next Level Loan Officers podcast, the number one podcast for loan officers, by loan officers in the entire United States. What an honor it is. I'm excited to be here. Kellen Vaughn here, one of the coaches and founders of Nickel, joined by the one and only Mr. Kenneth Travis.
Yeah, I love VA loans, KV. I love VA loans, bro.
I see that.
Yeah. For those who can't see, I'm wearing a shirt that says, I love VA loans. You need one of these shirts, man.
I do. Really, I like, dude, everybody loves VA loans.
Oh, right? Yeah. Absolutely.
In fact, you know, you bring up a great point. Some of you may not know that we actually record these and we post them to our YouTube channel. So if you're ever like just dying to see what we look like on this podcast, you can head on over to the Next Level Loan Officers YouTube channel. Check it out. Watch this episode and many more right there and see us in living color on your screen. What a treat.
Yeah. Well, I've mostly been reminded that we have faces for radio.
That's so, right. Yes, yeah. We do get that comment.
Yeah, we get it
very often. So today we're going to kind of shift gears a little bit and we're going to talk about something. You know, we've spent the last, I feel like the last couple of podcasts really preparing everybody for, you know, 2023. And we've talked a lot about very specific tactics. So if you've missed any of those episodes, go back, check them out, because there's some really good stuff in there about how to prep for your year. But, you know, Ken, you and I were chatting the other day with a colleague in our industry who we'll hold back on his name for now, but very well-known gentleman. Yep. And man, some really cool stuff came out of that conversation and a lot around mindset and I don't want to scare anybody off because we're going to skip through mindset here in a minute and go through some other stuff. But man, share with the listeners just a little kind of nugget of that conversation, because I think it's really important. I think if you're an LO and you're a little concerned about this year or just maybe not in the right space, this might help.
Yeah. I think that there's we've had conversations about the market. There's a lot of fears that loan officers have. Like, loan officers are scared right now. They have fears. And I think it's fair to say that 2022, we knew it was going to be rough. I don't think that the majority of the industry knew how bad it was going to be. I don't think any of us really knew until it kind of got here. And it's, we see some positive activity in the future. That's a fact, guys. Like, you got to, like, just, like, there's better days ahead, right? And when we were really brainstorming.
Real quick, Ken, talk about fears for a minute.
Yeah. So when we were brainstorming yesterday, it was like, you know, what do loan officers, what are they fearful of, right? What are they afraid of? Well, it's not that you're afraid like the boogeyman afraid, you know, you're afraid of letting your family down. You're afraid of not being able to make your mortgage payment. You're fearful of upsetting a spouse, right? Maybe you don't have a spouse that's supportive. We have rising rates, guys. We have compensation issues. Margin compression is a real thing. Disloyal and dishonest referral partners at some points of our career. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of originators are just afraid of letting their families down, letting themselves down. And when you really pull back the curtain on these things, in terms of if you're being fair and objective, you've got to be really honest about this, because if you're not honest about what you're afraid of, then you're not serving yourself well, right? And so we were just really looking into the fears of LOs, so then we could, you know, piece by piece fix those problems. The reality is, Kellen, every loan officer is at a different path of their career, right? Yep. I've been in the business 20 years next month. You've been in for over 10 years. Some have only been in for a year. Some have been in for 40 years, right? Yep. And we all have a different level of skill sets. We all have a different level of talents and strengths. But we also have weaknesses, right? And a lot of times loan officers avoid their weaknesses. They just shy away from things that they're not good at. And, you know, we are really interested in developing people's weaknesses or developing people's skill sets or disciplines to, you know, for where they're at in their business to help fit for where they're at in their business. That's the important part, to help them develop the skill sets and to solve these fears and to get to a place where they're producing at a high level and eliminating all those fears. And so that's kind of what we were talking about. Does that answer a little bit of how we're going to go into that? Or
Yeah, I think so. I just think it's important, like, and you nailed, I think, those fears. I think it's important for people that are listening. A lot of times we say fears and it's kind of like, okay, yeah. Right. And I think the reality is that there are some real genuine fears out there. And listen, gang, first and foremost, we don't ever talk about anything or coach about anything that we haven't been through ourselves. And if you've ever heard my story, listen, been there, done that, been fearful. So we come from a place of having lived this, but I think you're right. Right. I think that we have to address the fears that you talked about, as far as, you know, not being able to make that mortgage payment, having an unsupportive spouse, like those are real things. So, yeah, I think you nailed that.
Yeah. And so, you know, I know we kind of continued that conversation to some degree, Kellen, and I know that we came up with, you know, we were just brainstorming and came up with a lot of things that we felt were necessary. And we're actually going to be working on this over the coming weeks and look forward to sharing more with you about these techniques in more detail. Yep. But there are things like, you know, selling, marketing, and those are two different things. And I'll give a quick story. You know, I was recently talking to my loan partner and we were going through our leads and prospects and man, I'm gonna tell you, dude, Kellen, my loan partner is a follow-up queen, right? She follows up like nobody I've ever known. The problem that we were having with her is she's not great at conversion. Mm. And guys, there's a huge difference between following up and staying in front of your prospects and your leads versus converting them. Correct. And when I realized that was a real issue that she and I had, I immediately changed and said, hey, every new client that comes in here for the next 30 days talks to nobody but me, right? And just Monday, I had 6 new leads that came in and I called every single one of them. So what I did with that was I recorded my conversations with them. And I did it because I wanted to be able to airdrop those to her so she could watch them, right? And learn. And what I learned from that situation was, our people, our team, they're real good. And loan officers do the same. They're real good at like talking the lingo and checking the boxes and just doing the bare minimum to be a good originator. But Kellen and I came up with our friend that, you know, being a good loan officer or how did we say it? Being a good loan officer, does it make you good at marketing? Or
being a loan officer. Or,
no, I know what it was. It was LO is a skill set, not a job. Yeah, correct. That's what it was. Oh, my bad. Yeah, something like that.
It's a skill set. It's a set of disciplines. Yeah. It's not just a job. And I think to your point, and where we kind of like we're unpacking this, is that, you know, a lot of loan officers, or I think a lot of people get into the business thinking that it's easy, right? Or, oh, I'm just going to go do loans, right? And maybe you're listening to this and you got into this with that mentality and you've had some success with that. You know, you can be successful doing just getting through, right? Or getting lucky. But to be a successful loan officer, and again, successful by definition is up to the individual, right? I know a lot of loan officers that would consider themselves successful. They're extremely happy and they make $100,000 a year, right? I know other LOs that don't consider themselves successful unless they make $500,000 a year or $1 million, right? So success is in the eye of the beholder. That's up to you. But, you know, if you want to achieve that certain level of success, there are certain disciplines and there are specific skill sets that you have to maintain and you have to work on and you have to become proficient at in order to be a great loan officer. In fact, one of them, and this is not one that we really talk about, but I have used this example often, is I feel like there's a characteristic that some people, it's hard to define and you don't necessarily know it until you see it. And I call it referability, right? Like you have to be, if you're going to be successful in this business, you have to be referable. And what that means is that people have to trust you. People have to like you. These realtors have to be willing to trust you enough to hand you their paycheck, their hard-earned commission that they've been driving these people around in their car for 2 weeks, looking at houses, finally writing an offer, getting it negotiated, getting it accepted. They hand you that commission check for you to hold it for the next 30 days in the hopes that you give it back to them in the form of a closed deal, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's a hard, like for that realtor to have that level of trust in you, you have to be referable. They have to trust you that you're knowledgeable in order to get the loan closed, that you're credible in the way that you treat their client, right? Because you're a direct reflection of them, and that you are capable of getting this deal done. And those things are hard to define. And I know a lot of loan officers that are not in this business anymore because they were not referable. They didn't have that skill set.
Yeah, I think that, and that was, I'll finish on that story that I had started a while ago, just to kind of close that out. But, you know, after I airdropped a couple of videos to Michelle Kellen, she watched them and she came back to me. And I remember it just happened. It was like Monday or Tuesday. She looks at me and she goes, "Kenneth, that was crazy. You converted a guy literally in 9 minutes." And I did. It was a 9-minute conversation. And I converted this guy who was working with a lender in Utah and was able to convert him to do business with me. And guys, like, you got to get this. This is a skill set, right? This falls under selling, in my opinion. But when you think about selling, it's not just checking the boxes. It's being persuasive. It's being influential. It's using the proper language. It's knowing the client's hot button, right? And knowing what's important to them and speaking to them from, you know, with leading it with education and like just educating the nonsense out of them. Man, by the time I was done with that dude, he said, "Kenneth, I want to work with you, bro. I'm done with the guy in Utah. What do I need to do next?" You know? And it was because I'd sold him, but I didn't manipulate him. I did what was in his best interest. And I'm going to give him a better deal than what he was getting at his previous lender. It was a $429,000 loan amount. Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of these conversations, if you're a loan officer and you're not having them this way, you have to develop that skill set because there's a lot of persuasion books I've read, 50 Ways to Be Psychologically Persuasive. Wonderful book, Robert Cialdini. I love that book. I've read it 10 times. But there's so many studies in there around psychology and how people think and how we communicate with them and studies that are done that, man, you can learn so much about how to sell just from reading that book alone. So that's one example. But if we're not, this is the year of conversion, guys.
Yep.
So these are the types of skill sets and disciplines that Kellen was referring to that you got to get really good at and that you got to hone in on those skills. If you think that you're just going to sit around and business is going to be like it was in 2021 and you don't have to do a lot of work, you're going to be mistaken. This is the year of conversion and you've got to be able to convert deals. And you know what? Because things have gotten so much different, even myself, I am never too good to get in the trenches with my people and hit the reset button, right? Because we're in a different market and every deal matters to me more than what it did a year ago even, right? Substantially more. And so even talking and communicating these updates to my personally, right? To my real estate partners, they're just like, "Kenneth, are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, why?" And they're like, "Well, because you called me."
Yeah, I'm like, we haven't heard from you.
Yeah. They don't. Yeah, they heard from my team, but they don't always hear from me. And so just being plugged in at that level is so important for us in this market. And it doesn't mean you can't have a loan partner and a loan assistant to be able to do. I don't do the pre-qual. I just it's almost like, Kellen, you say this all the time. We're fishermen, man. We catch the, we get the fish on the hook, we reel it in, and then we let someone take it off and put it in the live well and clean it and all that.
Yeah. And you're exactly right. And here's the reality. A year ago, 2 years ago, last 2 years, right? Or 2020, 2021, we were fishing with massive nets, right? Like we're just trolling with massive nets, and it didn't require any skill. We could put a net out and the thing would just fill up with fish, right? And we looked awesome, right? We looked like we were magicians, and you could be sloppy and still catch a boatload of fish.
Yeah.
Right. And the reality is now that, so if you think back even then, like even those who lacked that referability were still successful because there was so much business to be had. You didn't have to even have that skill set.
Yeah.
But now to your point, man, every lead, every little nibble on the line, everything, we got to work that. Like we're just casting, we're casting the line now and we're catching singles, not boatloads. And that's okay, right? We can live that way. We can be prosperous that way, but we have to be efficient and we have to be really good at what we do. And there's no room to be sloppy or lazy. And so we go back to these disciplines that we know as a loan officer, these are the things that are required to be highly efficient and highly effective. And listen, we've been doing this a long time, right? We've been in the, you and I have 30 years in the mortgage business. We've been with Next Level for over 5 years now. Like we've come across thousands of loan officers. We've had thousands of conversations. We know what works and what doesn't. We know the common denominators. And there's about five or six very specific disciplines that every loan officer has to have and has to master at different levels in order to be successful. And man, that was just, you know, I think, you know, really kind of talking that through was really powerful. And we talk about all these things, right? So if you're sitting there and you're listening to this and you're like, yes, 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 that's it. I need more of those. I want to know what these disciplines are. That's where they're like, listen, jump in our group, man. It's $197 a year. If that's what you want to do. However, I know there's a good portion of people out there that are going to want a little bit more, right? They want a little bit more accountability. They want to go a little bit deeper. They want to understand more about these disciplines. And for you guys, that's $197 a month. You can start that conversation over at becomenl.com. Again, becomenl.com. So, you know, these are great topics and as we dive into them more, I think we'll see more and more loan officers really starting to go back to the basic disciplines, right? The pillars that made us all successful. And those who don't learn the disciplines and don't master them will eventually ride off
on the vine.
Yeah, they will. And that's okay, right? Like we can say, no, that won't happen and this and that. Well, that will happen because somebody can only last so long with doing one loan every 3 months. And that's what's going to happen. They just kind of wither away. And so for those of us who are still here and we're practicing these disciplines and we're doing the things the right way, you know, we'll gain market share and we'll continue to grow.
Yeah. Love it, dude. Well, we're at 18 minutes, brother.
Well, I think
we're getting so much value, bro. I don't want to overwhelm them.
Man, listen, this is it's a quick hit. It's a quick dose. You know, yeah. I know, listen, we get a lot of emails in about the podcast and people are like, man, I listen to you guys, you know, on the way into work and this and that.
Really,
so,
really
you
cool.
know, hopefully this quick message here resonated with somebody and you're driving into work and you're going to go sit down at your desk and you're like, man, you know, do I have the disciplines? Am I doing what's required? Am I referable? Right? Like that's the question you got to ask yourself. First of all, are people trusting me with their transactions? If the answer is no to any of those, meaning you don't think you're referable, you need to polish your skills, you don't have the discipline, that's where we can help. And we can really help you grow your business tremendously.
I want to add a word to it. Likability is important too, guys. Like
100%.
So I think 100%. A lot of loan officers make the mistake of being too stuffy because they're trying to be professional. It's okay to be, we can still be professional and still have fun and really embrace your personality. And so don't be afraid to be you. right?
That 100% falls into being referable. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Well, becomenl.com. Guys, we'd love to have you. The best coaching platform in the industry with the number one podcast for loan officers, by loan officers, over 140,000 downloads, guys.
Woo.
Making way.
Episode 200, I think.
Yeah, we are. So, but we appreciate you. Thank you for listening and being here with us today. And until next time, we'll see you on the other side.